بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. The previous majlis we were discussing evil glances, the remedy for it, the cure for it, the consequences of abusing the eyes. All his faculties Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us. All ni'mas and bounties from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. These ni'mas and bounties, these are amanat that we have to use in the correct way. And we have to understand Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is naziri. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is always looking at me. Allah Ta'ala's eyes, Allah Ta'ala's glance, Allah Ta'ala's tawajjuh, Allah Ta'ala's camera is always on me. At every given and single moment, Allah Ta'ala is all aware of whatever I am doing. And as we heard our honorable and beloved Shaykh Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib, Zambarakatuh, who says that living in this dunya, different environments we're in, then the heart goes to different halat and different conditions. The heart becomes black, the heart becomes unmindful, the heart becomes rusty, the heart becomes dead. These are all different conditions of the heart. So each person can do his own open heart surgery. For this, a person can understand now what level am I on. Is my heart got absolutely black that I can't even realize I'm already in guna and sin, that is just adding on and adding on? But the Tanya Rahimullah used to say, when it comes to sinning, people say it's only a minor sin, it's only a makruh. When you're walking in the rain, you won't even allow that one little drop of mud or that water that is stagnant on the ground, you won't walk in it. You won't allow that one drop to come on your kurta also. You feel now my kurta has gone dirty, my pants is dirty. But if you don't be mindful, then those little drops that will fall onto your kurta, those black dots, will become a stain thereafter. People don't realize the small, what we call small gunas. Every guna is big, minor sin. Minor sin continuously becomes major. The heart becomes engulfed in darkness and blackness. Then I don't even realize my heart is gone rust. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim. Allah Ta'ala says, rana ala qulubihim. That the hearts have become rusty. They can't even take the name of Allah, muhabbat and love also. Heart has become black. Heart has become rusty. The heart has become unmindful. Biggest bimari illness nowadays. Bad nazari also, evil glances, because you're unmindful. That the most powerful one that has given me my eyes is looking at where my eyes is looking. And there's a warning right now, red light. We see a sign there, no entry. We know we don't have to enter. We know there's no entry, don't have to enter. And if you see a police van there, car there, then even more conscious. You're more conscious, and now you put on your seatbelt also. Hazrat Shaykh mentions Rahmatullah Ali in his kitab also. A person knows down the certain road is a wild dog, there's a lion there. So you need a lion's heart now to go down that road also. But he says, you still won't go down there. Somebody just has to shout on the end of the gully, snake. You take a wire route. Here you know there's haram taking place over there. But you're not even afraid. Not afraid now to abuse the eyes, to look in the wrong direction. But the heart becomes unmindful. What do you call ghaflat? Become unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. So quickly it happens. Just become unmindful. For that our Hazrat told us also. Somebody asked Hazrat Thami Rahmatullah Ali. But Hazrat, you'll say that in the business place, in the marketplace, your heart was reconnected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Your heart was reconnected to the masjid. How is that possible? You're doing roaring business. You're so busy in the marketplace. This is happening, that is happening. Ordering, dispatch. You're on the phone. How many phone calls at one time we are taking? You're so busy. How are we going to think of the masjid that time? So Hazrat says, you can do it. He said, how is it possible? He says, how when you're in the masjid, you think of your business. You're there. You're standing before Allah, the creator of your business, the one that is sustaining you. Well, how you have to bring your mind back to where I'm standing? Your mind is in the business. So it's possible you can apply your mind because you're so engulfed in it. So just like how in your mind, you're in masjid, you're in the house of Allah, you're performing salah, but your whole stock lies in your head. The whole warehouse is in your head. The whole dispatch is in your head. You know everything, every shelf, every aisle in the shop, what's happening is all over there, but you forget how many rakats you're reading. Then all I remember, but I forgot how many rakats. Ask myself after salah, what the imams have read in Isha namaz, can't remember. Ask him, stock you got? I got stock. Which model you want? But which rakat? He says, unmindful. So quickly he became unmindful. He says, the qabr don't forget you. The qabr is calling out every day. I'm a home of wilderness. I'm a hole of insects and worms. I wait till you come into me for the bad person. See, I will treat you. You forgot. So the qabr is waiting, walking on the ground, below the ground is waiting. Already our place is reserved. So how in the marketplace, if you start preparing already yourself from the morning, like today already, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Jumu'ah started, already prepare my mind. Ya Allah, tonight before I sleep, tonight I'll sleep on my tasbih on my finger. Tonight I'll start my Durood Sharif. Before I sleep, at least 300 Durood Sharif before I sleep tonight. Then my Suratul Kahf, Surah Dukhan, Tabarak, Waqiyah. Tonight is the night. Tonight is a magical night. Where Hazrat says that these a'mal of the day of Jumu'ah are special a'mal of the people of Medina Munawwara. It was for the people of Medina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala ubri to the ummah wherever you are. Start your Durood Sharif. On Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, and Jumu'ah day, durood of whatever durood you worry goes directly to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not by the Malaika, as if you are there in Medina Munawwara. As if now all the veils are removed, the whole ummah is in Medina Sharif. So now enjoy yourself. This thing, you walk around the Haram, you sit in front of the green dome. Tonight, so already start planning the Jumu'ah. Tomorrow I'm going to go to the masjid, 11:30. I'm going to be there early. Start planning from now. So when you're sitting in your business place, already you're thinking, I already made this niyat. I'm going to go early. So already the mind is ticking ahead. I'm going to get my sunnahs before time. Then after Jumu'ah salah, I've got those a'mal to do. Alright? 7 times Surah Fatiha, then 7 times Surah Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Tuna. Already reminding myself. Allah rewards his brothers that posted every Jumu'ah. They put it there as a reminder for us. I didn't get it in the masjid. Read it after that. Read it after Asr, to no problem. Read the amal. Till I become conscious and next week I got to do it after Jumu'ah. So already start planning the Jumu'ah ahead. And then the whole week ahead. That today from tonight already, alhamdulillah, we should plan already. The Jumu'ah started already. I'll do my awabin for today. Then get my sunnahs before my Isha, which I don't usually read. Get my 17 rakats Isha. Tomorrow at least I wake up a bit earlier. Allah give tawfiq. 2 rakats tahajjud. And then my Fajr Salah, get Takbir Ula, Safi Awal. So the whole plan now for the day of Jumu'ah. We plan the whole day of Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala will plan our entire week. Allah, this week let me get all my Salah, 100%. Already planning, now go sit in the shop. I see how your heart is connected to the masjid now. I already planned my week in the masjid. This week I'm going to get 100 out of 100. Not 95, not 90, nobody's happy. All one distinction. All one distinction. And our children also be pushing them. But you got to push ourselves first. Ya Allah, this week get my distinction. Get my stars, as they say. Stars removed from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. What stars Allah Pak will give? Subhanallah. He'll make us stars. Because of hidayat. So when you start planning our day ahead, our week ahead, this week I'm going to get all my sunnahs from my asr namaz also. Get my tasbihah, take out my time, sit up to namaz, read my durood sharif. Make dua, slot for my dua, already I'm planning. Now sit in the shop, you might forget also, I made this niyat. I better start moving. But the masturat also, they're going to start planning the week ahead. Then now I'll cut down my time a little bit. And increase my time with my durood sharif and my amal, morning wazifas, evening wazifas. And all these amal, how can I better myself this week? So once you make the niyat already, she's cooking, she's busy, but she made niyat, I'm going to read chas namaz. This week I'm going to start my Salatul Duha, 10:30, 11:00. Now about 11:40, 11:41 is already Zawal time, Istiwa'u Shams, 5 minutes before that. So she made the niyat already. Now she made the niyat at home. Then she'll make sure at that time she'll remember, I made the niyat, I'm going to read my Salatul Duha. Now didn't make the niyat for the week, then carry on. Then we'll find time with the cell phone. Time will just go like that. But he made the niyat and you missed it, you'll feel some pain in the heart. Hey, I made the niyat. I missed the time. Inna lillahi. Now you became mindful. If you don't make the niyat, then you don't become mindful. Just carrying on. So last week, this week was the same. Whereas a believer, every week should be better than the past week. And then to you say, Allah, it wasn't good enough for you, Ya Allah. I'm going to do it better next week. I'll do it better next week. One is the ibadat. And more important, so to say, don't cause the cliff to anybody. Don't cause the cliff to anyone. For the week, Ya Allah, don't cause the cliff to anyone. Make the niyat already. Now you've got an anger problem, temper problem, verbal abuse, whatever it is now, already I made the niyat. I might slip up already, sorry, I'm maaf. Make me maaf. I already made the niyat. So every Jumu'ah, make our niyat. How are we planning our day tomorrow? And then the day after the weekend, how is it going to go? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. These are beautiful moments of hours, the night of Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah, how to plan the week ahead, and how to use these amanat. Now the eyes also, how to use it. If we use it in the right way, there's no time to use it in the wrong way. That's the main thing, to keep ourselves occupied in the correct avenues. And then to the Thani says, Rahmatullah Alayhi, now we don't sing whole day make zikr of Allah. Kullu muti'in dhakir. Every person who is in the obedience of Allah is a dhakir. Every person who is in the obedience of Allah, Allah records him as making the dhikr of Allah. Because he's doing the obedience of Allah. He's dressed correctly. His pants above the ankles. He's got his head covered. The masturah, the ladies, they dress correctly also. You don't have to be in ibadat, so to say. Tasbihat, or Quran tilawat, or salah. Just dress correctly with the correct intention. Kullu muti' is in the obedience of Allah, not breaking the command of Allah. Allah writes him as a dhakir. He's in my remembrance. And once you're in the remembrance of Allah, fadhkuruni. Allah says, remember me. When she dressed up remembering Allah. What is the masnoon du'as? And remembering Allah meaning also dress correctly. How Allah Ta'ala wants me to dress. Now you're already in the dhikr of Allah. Without taking a tasbih also. And Allah Ta'ala says, remember me, I will remember you. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, فَذْكُرُونِي بِإِطَاعَتِي. They remember me by my obedience. أَذْكُرُكُمْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. I will remember you بِعِنَايَتِي with my bounties. What bounties I will give you? Just remember me. Do it correctly. Don't have to do, put the power bricks of taqwa on the tongue, on the eyes, on the ears. Don't go ahead. Just stop there. Just stop there. You got the power bricks. Allah Ta'ala has given you the taqwa. Use it now. And you see, on that what Allah Baq will give them. Ya Allah, I didn't do it. Allah Ta'ala will give you something. Allah will not just now take qurbani without giving anything. So continuing with this kitab, last week we had explained, or the week before that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all informed, fully aware of what they do. What they do with their limbs, with their eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely aware. يسنعون, what your eyes are manufacturing, what you are looking at, and what you are planting in your heart. The bitter life of one who casts evil glances. Remember, these teachings apply to both male and female. Male and female, not only for the men, that the men have to look after their eyes. We also got to check our wives also. Usually the wife is checking the husband, where are you looking? Where are you looking? See where she's looking also. Where are you looking? And subhanAllah, we thought also when we went for gush, we're going the path of Allah, they give hidayat. We have our adab-e gush, the etiquette of gush, how to make gush, jola, how to walk, they say with your eyes down, as if you're looking for something that you lost. What I lost? I lost my iman, I'm looking for it in the path of Allah. They say with two chadars, we walk in gush with two chadars, two coverings. One is ghadd-e basar, one is with the glance lowered, and one is the chadar of dhikr. Dhikr on the tongue, and your eyes down. They say, even don't look at dunya also. When you walk with dunya in the heart, you look at dunya, dunya will invite you. You look at dunya, it will invite you. Everything has effect on the heart. We had one brother used to make gush within stanger. So when he used to come for gush, he would sit in the middle, back seat in the middle. And for the entire gush period, you only look down, never look up. Entire, he said, don't look up at all. He said, we saw enough dunya, now walking the path of Allah. We're looking for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So take care of his eyes completely. Whole week is to come out like that. Alhamdulillah. So how you walk in the path of Allah, is it only for gush? Our ulama say, our elders say, is it only for gush? That is now a practice for you for how to walk your entire life. With your eyes down and dhikr on the tongue. That's a practice for you. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, Rahmatullah Ali, I have come across many victims of evil glances and love affairs throughout my life. And all of them admitted that their lives were bitter. They had sleepless nights. They had sleepless nights. Once he saw something, once she saw something, now the camera is playing in the mind. Now you're restless. Now they're fantasizing. Can't sleep at night. Now a person now, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, you see, he must take Valium 5 now. Sleeping tablets. Can't sleep. Just because of the eyes. Either people's dunya caught you, or some fake beauty, which is not beauty actually, it's all dolled up. That caught you, or something of Allah Ta'ala caught you, subhanallah. Then you sleep beautifully. See the brothers in Ta'li, mashallah. Only one hadith, subhanallah. Already his zikr of the heart started, the snoring started already. Say, bhai, wake up now. Mashallah. The Sakina is coming down. Is this Sakina? She's coming down. So the hur of Jannats are coming down. She's getting his sleep already. That is now the barakat. Because he's sitting in the garden of Jannat. Sleepless nights. They were uneasy. They desired death. They had thoughts of committing suicide. Their health had become worse. Their hearts were full of fear. Their hearts and mind had become weak. Hearts and mind become weak. Because your mind is running at such a speed right now. Thinking of that fake beauty, I saw her. Or she's thinking of that person. Now the mind is working, the heart is working. Not supposed to be, supposed to shut down now. It only starts working at night. Allah Ta'ala made the night to relax and sleep. Now he can't sleep. She can't sleep. Now with the internet and the Wi-Fi and the WhatsApp and all these different Instagram, endless, infinite scrolling. The mind is getting weak. The heart is getting weak. Now we need therapy. Now we need different type of medication to relax. Nobody got chin. Everybody wants to relax. And the more we drink or for the families to relax, the more anxiety they get. When it comes to the masturat and the ladies also, here ulama are discussing the amount of feminism, liberalism, that they want the authority, they want to control, no problem. Sunnah is, yes, control. There's a limit to it also, but they want full control over the children, which school they must go to, which madrasa they must go to. The way they're running their mind and their brain, we can see what's happening to them. There's a man's job. Yes, he'll give them a shura, he'll make the decision. But now they want to make the decision. That's not for their mind. Now they're applying their mind to such a level. Then the husband is putting it on them also. You must pick up, you must drop off, you must take for coaching, you must take for tuition. Their mind has been battered, health has been battered. By the evening already, they can't manage. Decision the man must make. If something is to happen, he'll carry it. Now she makes a decision and she falters, what do you say? You saw, I told you. Now her mind again now is running. How to evade this problem now? Now the men are giving them all authority. You want to make the decision? That is your decision. You want to pick up, you want to drop off, right? Do it. All of this, the men are giving in. But end of the day, so many brothers come. We went for therapy, we went for counseling, we went here, we went. And the counselor says, you must do this and you must do that and you must be there for her. Everything, mashallah, they're doing, but still nobody is happy. Full control, but not happy still. Why? This is not the tariqah. This is not the way. These are limits. There are boundaries. What's the right of the woman in the house? What's the right of the man of the house? Is mashwara. They put you out. And we learnt in mashwara also, make mashwara in the house. We give our rights, give our suggestions. Alhamdulillah. Once the decision is made, then we forget all the suggestions. Whatever decision was made, bismillah, we're all behind it. Alhamdulillah. The hearts are united. This is what Hazrat is saying. The minds are getting weak. Health is getting worse. Who can say right now among the masturat and the men, 100% my health is good. I've got no anxiety. I've got no stress. Everything is going smoothly. Even those that have full control also. Anxiety. Don't know what's going to happen next. Whereas, for us, is hunna libasul lakum. They are covering for the man. He's a covering for her. Whatever her shortcomings are, he'll cover it. Whatever his shortcomings are, she'll cover it. Like this now, wal mu'minun wal mu'minat ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. Believing men, believing women, they are helpers unto one another. Not bosses. They are not bosses unto one another. But they are helpers unto one another. They command the good, they forbid the evil. How to command the good also. Now, not swearing, not being vulgar, not being harsh, not being rude. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam was absolutely soft. Rahmatul lil alameen. Absolute rahmat. So how to speak to one another, how to make the mashwara, from the children, what to say, what not to say. All these things are there. Now we have to go for counseling for us to tell them how we must behave at home. They must tell us how we must behave because we can't behave. And then we see the children can't behave, but the parents aren't behaving. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand that deen is so beautiful. All we have to come into deen. Understand what deen is about, how to be a housewife, how to be a partner, how to be a husband. Now everything else now is deterring this relationship. All the extra activities we posted also last night and yesterday about the sports, etc. They may know the amount of badness is taking place. All the evil glances that are taking place, etc. Alright, this also, whether to play, not to play. Sometimes it's on. Now Mufti Sahib put on the group, sports night is out, finish. Yes, as a Thalmi, he said, Rahmatullah Ali, in tafsir of Surah Yusuf, أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا غَدَيْ يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. When the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Thalmi rahmatullah alayhi, arsilhu ma'ana, that, oh beloved father, send Yusuf with us. He was a young brother. He was one of the youngest ones. He and Binyamin, they were the two youngest brothers. So send him with us tomorrow. Yarta' wa yal'ab. Yarta' we'll have a meal, we'll have a picnic. Wa yal'ab, and we will play. Fa inna lahu lahafizun, I will take care of him. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam agreed to it. So Mufassirin say, if this was impermissible, the Nabi of Allah would not give permission. But he gave permission. Little bit of recreation, go out, have a picnic little bit, and play also. So under this, the Thami rahmatullah alayhi, in his tafsir of Bayan al-Quran, he has a section called Masail al-Suluk. The Masail and the points of Suluk and Tasawuf. Where he pulls out from different ayat, how to be one sheikh, how to report to him, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, how to Yaqub alayhi salam, he could trust him. Now he gave him his condition. The father told him, La taqsus ru'yaka, don't tell anybody about your dream, how the murid should be with the sheikh, all the masail he pulls out. So in this he says also, the Nabi of Allah, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, gave permission. From here we understand that any type of exercise, recreation or sport that will enable a person to be fit, to keep fit for the sake of ibadat. Any type of sport that will strengthen a person for ibadat, that type of sport recreation is mustahab and commendable. Not the sport now where you break your limbs, a way is detrimental for your health, and now where the awra will be exposed, satra will be exposed, even for men also, to wear tight fitting clothing is absolutely makruh, where the body shape becomes visible, that is absolutely makruh, must be absolutely baggy. Better you wear a little short kurta above the knee, so on, just for my cycling, or my playing, or my jumping, or my gymming, no problem. Little kurta above the knee, something that, because when it comes to sharia, our satra is covered double way, from the bottom coming up, and from the top coming down. They have a double covering of the satr. So that is the most safe. So to show something like our kids also, our daughters also. So that type of sport now, where, mashallah, and the Hadith Sharif says also, Al-Jalisu Al-Salihu Khayrun Min Al-Wahda. That to have a good companion is better than being alone. Have a pious companion. Where there's some mudhakara of deen. Then you have an evil partner, somebody that is a good company, that is worse, they say like a blacksmith. Blacksmith, you go and visit a blacksmith, if your clothes don't get burnt, you'll come back with a bad smell. Then your wife will feel it, who are you going? Who are these people you're moving with? But have a good company with you? Yes, by all means. People now want to go to different type, longest salah is performed in the masjid. That's the main thing. Salah is performed, that's the best exercise, number one. Salah perform in the masjid, then we can go do our recreation, whatever it is, dress correctly, have one companion with you. One person, mashallah, said, I go jogging. Now, jogging some places we go, we can't jog over there, because they're conducive to our eyes. Find a quiet spot, have one partner with you, and do the running, or the jogging, whatever it is, keeping foot, no problem at all. Our Kabir also had a habit. After Hakim Sahib, rahimahullah, after Fajr Salah, he took a long walk. To go for a brisk walk. Sometimes the asr also is to encourage it, walk on green grass early in the morning. Green grass barefoot. Where that, what you call it, dew is there. Good for the eyes, good for the health, refreshes you. So do something like that, no problem at all. Do some push-ups, press-ups. Our Kabir used to do stick fighting also. That they used to do. Now archery comes in the Hadith Sharif. Yes, archery is good for person's limbs, is good for his for training his eye, is good for his hands, his triceps, his biceps, the rest of it. Nowadays we got modern weapons, that too we can train with that, no problem. But any sport, ulama say, they become something professional. Like our children now, they go into galas, they're becoming professional. That's a part of Sharia. We do it for the sake of ibadat. Not that it becomes something serious now. And when there's extravagance in it, a person is only thinking of that. So these avenues also we got to see that we're doing it correctly. We're not saying it's absolutely. Some sports now we'll say more than often people are getting, they're getting injured. And that's not permissible now. There's no permissibility for that. Now there's so many things out there right now. We're doing it correctly within Sharia, salah on the time, and not becoming unmindful. But the language mustn't change. They say, Hazrat says also, in Ramadan to have braais, he says, out. We know ourselves. Once you put on a braais stand, what happens? The whole mood changes. Language changes. People are standing and eating, standing and drinking. And the person doing the barai, he says the best meat is when you're standing there and eating from the barai stand. Inna lillah. The best when you sit down to bismillah. And then you eat properly according to sunnah. Say, no, I eat one time, standing there and eating. Cows eat like that, animals eat like that. But they say, no, that's the best meat. Now, see the whole taste buds have changed from sunnah to something else. That's why Ramadan is not the time to feast and to throw barai. Ramadan is the time to keep a roza, Quran tilawat. You lost 1 hour, 2 hours, merry making, laughing. Ya Allah. They said the month of Ramadan, the whole year will come out like that also. Let's go out, let's have a barai. What we invest in Ramadan, the whole year will come out like that. So, ulama heaven now, cut out everything completely. Because Aisha radiallahu anha, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, is to race with her also. You see, even race with her. That's no problem. Hazrat says, please chasing him with the wife in the house. Please chasing him with the wife in the house. And after you win or she wins, he says, now whatever will happen thereafter, the muhabbat, the hugging, which is sunnah also, he said, but don't let the children see. Because they might say to the khala, Abba and Ami were fighting today. They weren't fighting, they were hugging. He said, the way he was hugging her, like it was, they were fighting or something. You know, they make him muhabbat. So when they're not there, then Hazrat says, why not in the house? And that you know how strenuous to run quickly from here to there, etc. I said, do that a little bit also, no problem. All that Nabi Ali said, did with Aisha radiallahu anha. First race he won, then the first race she won. She was younger, she was more fit, she beat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the Nabi of Allah. You see now where he got time to race. He's carrying the ummah on his shoulders in his heart. But how down to earth. Took the wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, raced with her, had a race with her. And she beat him. Then the second time he beat her because she became a bit heavyweight. So that was muhabbat and love also. Not as my ustaz says, now we take the wife and walk the streets everywhere. My ustaz would say very crudely, he says she's got a scarf on but the bottom is open. He said, now what kind of parda that is now? That when a friend to his passing is hooting, do you know if he's hooting at the wife or he's hooting at me, making salam. He says, is there a place, is there a time, is there a place for it? Go to the some park somewhere where it's quiet, nobody is there. Then by all means, alhamdulillah. Then you can, and we had one sati in madrasa also. Now, he wanted to lose weight. So the best way he found was, is to wear a bin bag. He said, very quickly you lose weight, because you can't, the body can't breathe. So the masturat also, they want to walk, wear full burqa, mashallah, and keep the heat inside. Quickly now they lose the weight. But now they're going to take out everything and walk like that. As it says, that's the way to walk in public like that. And that man who doesn't care, the Hadith Sharif is classified as a day youth, cuckold. Now Allah Ta'ala save us. Doesn't care who looks at his wife. He's the worst of men. Doesn't care who looks at his daughter. Doesn't care who looks at his wife. Allah Ta'ala save us. So Zakim Sahib says, Rahmatullah Alayh, Zakim Sahib diagnosed all these things at that time. This is now almost 30, 40 years ago. And now we can see as if he's talking to us. Today how restless the ummah has become just because of the cell phone. They're scrolling, scrolling. Look at that one, how they did partying, that one, how they doing holidays, and this one, all is, this is all nazar of the eye. This couple is gone here, they go on a cruise, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. How they're doing it, on whose money? Allah knows best. How they're doing it, how they're jipping the system, etc. Whether by, if they're doing so many holidays, we can imagine how they must be doing it also. Even though they have so much money, don't go so much holiday also. But how they're doing it, just to upload it. We know it's all deception. How happy they are together, Allah Ta'ala knows best. But the Hazrat says now, that their health had become worse, their hearts were full of fear, their hearts and mind have become weak, and they did not enjoy any work they did. As it says, I was always in the, of the opinion that this is the punishment of love affairs and handing over one's heart to the makhluk and the creation. When you give your heart away. Now we're giving the heart to the cell phone. And how the cell phone is making us parishan. How the cell phone vibrates, the heart will vibrate in like that. Now there's no sukoon, there's no chain, nothing whatsoever. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they hand over their hearts to others. I presented this couplet to such victims. I presented, as Hakim Sahib says, rahmatullah alayh, I presented this couplet, this poem, to such victims of these problems. He said, Hatore dil pe hai, magze dimag mein, khonte batao ishq-e majazi ke maze kya lote. See, the axes, the axe that you chop wood, the axes are striking the heart. The axes are striking as is looking now. And you're seeing the Instagram and the Facebook and the TikTok and the rest of it, and how the axe is hitting the heart, chopping the heart every time. And pegs striking the brain, and pegs striking the brain, we can understand how it's happening nowadays. When we sing all these things, how the axe is hitting the heart and the pigs are striking the brain, tell me, what enjoyment did you get from the love affairs? Fell in love with that person's website, or that one's Instagram, or that one's Facebook, that one's TikTok, and what we got from there? Wasn't happiness, was more depression. How they're doing it, why we can't do it? They're doing it, why we? How come they went now? Why we not doing now? We can imagine the pigs that now have hit the brain, the axe is hitting the heart. Take note of some other couples of mine, meant for the reformation of those involved in love affairs. Nahi ilaj, nahi ilaj koi zoke husn, mabni ka, bini ka, magar yahi ke bacha ankh, bed goshe mein. There's no cure for the desire of looking at a beauty. There's no cure for the desire of looking at a beauty. But to safeguard the eyes and sit in a corner. There's no cure for the desire of looking at beauties. Hazrat told us very simple. Control your eyes in salah. Be conscious of your eyes in salah. And train your eyes not to even look at halal things. Train your eyes not to even look at halal things. And see how you will avoid haram things. But it's halal. But you got illness of the eye. Doctor will tell you also, but you got diabetes. We know now that cake is halal, but you can't have it. It's only nice to look. But you can't put your hand forward. But see, halal, how you make it haram for me? But for you it's haram. Because of your situation. So if my eyes also are out of control, the ulama said, don't look at halal also. For example, people love cars. They like now the contours and how the car has been designed, etc. You look, park his car right next to the next model. So as he gets out, peeping into the car. Don't look. Look away. Let the pain come in the heart to look. Then go read your salah thereafter. Say, Allah, I did it for you. Allah, I did it for you. Some things permissible to look, don't look. Doesn't mean the wife and the children. You say, Mawlid Sahib said, don't look at halal things also. No, that Hazrat says you must put your tasbih away. Put your tasbih away and look full. Give a smile, muhabbat, laugh, put luqma in her mouth, drink from one glass, eat from one plate, muhabbat, all is there in the hadith sharif. That's how you build a marriage. That's how it is, build on muhabbat and love. So practice a little bit, what I don't have to look at. Now we can understand the illness of the eye when it comes to the weekend. We have to go to the mall. We have to go to the mall. For what? As we always say, that we South Africans, we eat so we don't get hungry. And we go to shop to see what we can buy. That's what we need. Just going to see. This is illness of the eye. Illness of the heart. The heart has become so unmindful and cancerous. Dunya cancer has hit the heart. We just have to go see over there. Just do window shopping. Just want to go see things. And maybe there's a sale somewhere. We'll just buy and keep. Buy and keep. Buy and keep. How much hisab is going to give in the qabr? As I gave that example of the king that passed away. Before he passed away, he made wasiyat. That after I pass away and I die, then there should be an announcement made. Whoever will spend the first night with me in my grave will get half my kingdom. King passed away. So the prince, he made an alan in the kingdom. Who will spend the first night with the king? Half the kingdom for him. Bichara, the beggar, was passing by. He says, potluck. Only half night. Spend the first night and half the kingdom. Say, I'm ready. This is my khush naseeb. This is my luck. This, my life will be made. It's only an anecdote. Put him in the qabr. They say, Munkar and Nakir came, breaking into the qabr. And they came, they said, hello, what happened? Two people, ek murda, ek zinda. One dead, one alive. This is the alive one. What's your name? Took his name down. Where are you from? What you had in this worldly life? He said, nothing. Pauper, nothing. He said, you must have had something. He said, nothing. My life came out like that, hand to mouth, living on the street. You must have had something. Apply your mind. Hisab kitab now. Say, yeah, I had one axe. When I had a chance to cut wood, oh, you had an axe. Axe has two parts to it. One is the blade, one is the handle. I said, okay. Where you got the handle from? He said, what are you asking me about the handle? He said, where you got the handle from? He said, well, one day I was walking through one farm. Hold on. Do you take permission to walk through? No. First crime. First perpetration. And then he said, I climbed the tree. You took permission? No, number two. Then I broke a branch. You took permission? No, number three. Then from there, by the time they took hisab only for the handle, already it was morning time. Whole night came out. They came, opened the qabr, took him out, mashallah, carried him on the shoulders. Have the kingdom for you. He said, Mubarak, keep half the kingdom. He said, why? He said, I couldn't give hisab for one handle only. How am I going to give hisab of all half kingdom? So just buying and buying, filling the house, vases, ornaments, and hisab, you have to give all of this. That's why recently one Sati asked also, he said, what are we doing for Gaza? What are we doing for the people of Gaza? We're hardly making dua, we even forgot about it. What are we doing? Something that pains us. What Hazrat says to us, see, how many of us have changed our breakfast at least? That we cut down one slice of bread. We cut down at least one slice of bread. Just for the children and the mothers and the people of Gaza. Ya Allah, just cut down. Nobody changed their breakfast. Nobody changed their lunch or their supper or their weekend or their eating. Nobody. So the minimum we can do, my dear brothers, the extras that we want to buy. We mentioned in Ramadan also. We just want to go buy that iced coffee or that ice cream. Tonight I won't buy it. Tonight I won't buy it. What amount it costs me, 100 and 200 and do the AFT into an account of those that are doing work in Gaza. Whether it is a ulama in PE, they're doing some work over there, or some other organization we know. Quickly put that on your app, save it as a beneficiary, and the same 200 rand do the EFT. Ya Allah, this is for the children of Gaza. Water for them at least. Yeah, I'm just throwing the money. Tell them, tonight I won't buy. We all make it near tonight, we won't have it. We'll send the money there tonight. How easy it is for us. Just one EFT. And what we'll get for that? So just to complete this, Hazrat says that there is no cure for the desire of looking at a beauty. Control our eyes, don't look at even halal things if we can. But to safeguard the eyes that sit in a corner. Agar zarur nikalna ho, tushku, suye, chaman, to ihtimam, hifazit nazar, ho, toshe mein. If you have to go towards the garden, if you leave, go out of the house, then take as your provision the protection of the gaze. Unka chiraghe husan, buja, ye bhi buj gaye, bulbul hai, chasham nam gul. Of Roda Dekar, the lamp of the beauty was extinguished. The lamp of the beauty was extinguished. And they were also extinguished. You didn't look. But the beauty didn't come in your eyes. And they also disappeared from your eyes. Now you only got eyes for halal. Now you enjoy as much as you can. The nightingale is tearing. The nightingale is tearing by looking at the withered flower. Nightingales come into this thing, into the chaman, into the garden. I say there's no flowers there. Why you kill it all with your taqwa? There's nothing there. Now the heart is singing. No, I don't need the bird anymore. Now the heart is singing the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hearts where we can control our gazes, spend our time correctly in the correct company, inshallah, and to protect our taqwa. The reality, my brothers, is when you go into the qabr, then this hisab is going to be taken. If we just can control our eyes in this zaman, as the Hakim says, rahmatullah, just control the eyes. Control the eyes, your thoughts will be controlled. Dunya, how much you have to look at that much. Don't look more than that. According to Zarurat, look at it. What Sharia, Kitab reading, Quran Sharia, then you can see how much you want. Zakim says, look at how much your wife you want to. Look how much you want to, you're getting sawab. Look at your parents, how much you want to, getting sawab. There we can't smile. There we can't smile. As I say to wife, say, look at him. Comes home, he's like a popo or a truck smashed. Can't smile. But outside the home, he's smiling with everybody. Don't know why he can't smile at home. So serious he is. What's he afraid of? Don't know. When he speaks, he only shouts. And he says, she only complains. That's her job there. Because the man can't hear. So she has to complain. She has to repeat. And then to you say, I can't hear. Say, you forgot. She said, I heard you. But you forgot already what she said. And he continues like this. But that is married life now. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Thank you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت سيد المجد ذكر فالله بسي لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله is a super vacuum. Ya Allah, my eyes are dirty. Ya Allah, with this vacuum of your beautiful name, Ya Allah, I'm vacuuming my eyes, taking out all the faults whatever I have seen, Ya Allah. Taking it out and dumping it. And the nur of Iman, the nur of Taqwa, the nur of Durood Sharif, the nur of Baytullah, Roda Mubarak, and all the beautiful things, fill our heart with it. The name of Allah is most powerful, can conquer any habit, any filth, any dirt, cleanse it out immediately. So to sing La ilaha illallah, just think I have this vacuum in my hand right now. And I'm pulling out all the filth from my eyes like I never did it before and making tawbah. Allah Ta'ala give us pure eyes and hearts inshaAllah.
La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله.
A few points come to mind which I wanted to mention in regards to the sports also. One Sati mentioned that he goes jogging every morning. So very importantly also, as we mentioned, mustahab, those sports, those activities that will enable us to make the ibadah of Allah. We make the niyat also. Whatever it may be, whether it's walking, whether it's running, whether it's jogging, whether it's cycling, what's the niyat behind it? One is, we say for the ibadah of Allah, but specify also. Ya Allah, I'll be able to make more ibadah, more salah, longer rakats. Ya Allah, I can make it for gush, make it for pedal jamaat. Umrah will become easy for me. So make all his niyats. Ya Allah, when it's time for me to walk your path, I'll walk. When you say stop, I will stop. So all his niyats. The brother says, when I walk, he says it takes long. How many kilometers he's doing? He says, I have my ear pods on. Then I listen to all the bayans, all the majalis. Also to some tafsir programs. So that whole time, then sometime half para comes out, quarter para comes out like that. وَإِلَنْ مَا يَاسِينَ شَرِيفِ So in that also it becomes his deen. Otherwise the mind becomes unmindful. So like this I keep my focus and I keep foot like this. So in that time it became valuable. After I finished Alhamdulillah, I picked up 5 points, 10 points for my own islah, my own benefit. Or I learned one dua in that time. Not just chit chat, just talking only. But I, that time now I'm picking up my level of ta'aleem and education, my dini education. So it's not getting wasted that time. That's how you mentioned sometimes better just have one partner, one pious person. Or just be alone also. And now you can focus yourself what I'm really doing this for. Together with that, our Kabir say also that when it comes to women's activities, for them to do some activity to keep fit. My Masihullah Khansab Rahimullah used to say the best exercise for our girls. For our girls is to do the work at home. That's the best activity for them. Not when they're 15 years old. Then their body is too lazy. From the time already they're 6, 7 years old. They must get used to it. Now to the West they'll say child labor. But now they can go play football outside. There's child abuse there. To put them outside there, everybody's looking at them. That girl Sharam and Haya is gone. She's jumping, she's running in front of men. To the extent Hazrat will see also, young girl comes to make salam with you, don't shake her hand. Just put your hand on her, burqa and make dua for her. She mustn't get used to shaking men's hands. Then her sharam is gone. Father responsible. He didn't take care of her. So here also when it comes to them, the best activity for them is the work at home. But they don't hear about that. They're young. The mother has to train them up from young. They pick up your own plate, wash the plates a little bit. Not heavy labor. But get used. We know ourselves are not used to washing pots and pans. How much your hands will pain? You go in jamaat. How much you going to wash? Then you got to sometimes sweep also. How the back pains. So for the girls, you get used to it from young already. Just sweep your room a little bit. Now we don't, not even sweeping. Now we got vacuum. Now they made us so lazy. Now you get some robot vacuum or something. Now just press the button. It's roaming the house, cleaning everywhere. I said, no, she must go and do it. At least her room, she must make her bed. Now making the bed also, you know, how strenuous that is. The type of duvets we have is so heavy, she's going to pick it up, test the bed, clean the bed, put the pillows right. Your bathroom, you clean it a little bit, take them up. All this is complete exercise for her. Just to bend over, subhanAllah, the lady say also, just to bend over and to pack the dishwasher is such an exercise of the back. The strain on the body, the strain on the shoulders, the strain, all these muscles are being built. Then to even fill the washing machine, that too is complete exercise. To pick up the washing basket, that too is exercise. So these little things in the house, this is perfect exercise for the girls. They'll never get sick, they'll become strong girls. They'll become strong to the extent the ulama say, before we had the low pan toilet, that all the masturat, mashallah, the ladies used to go low pan toilet. But there was no need now to go to flex their muscles or to loosen their muscles before childbirth, etc. Go for yoga or to go for something else and do some this type of birth, because they were used to it already. So they, for them, childbirth was easy at home now. 9 children, 10 children, etc. Now, because of the high pan, one sunnah we took out. See what happened. It cost us so much of money now. To get one trainer, now to do this exercise, that exercise. Before, the man would save his money, they put a low pan toilet. That's a complete exercise. Do the homework at home, complete exercise. Your work is done for the day, alhamdulillah. And the mind is working at such a speed. Do cooking at home. All the ingredients there, they've got to measure this and that, they've got to do all that. The mind is working also. So all internally, externally, the mind, everything is working. Perfect exercise for them. He says, this now we left it, now we've got to substitute everything. Everything is costing the husband now. Now he's going to pay for this, he's going to pay for that. So if they just do that work a little bit, light work, it will train them up, inshallah. This will be enough exercise for them. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، نستغفرك.